last night in the Tarawih Salat, the 17th para was recited. In this para, in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the subject matter is about the zikr, about the zikr, about the zikr. The nasihat and advice, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to human beings. And those who help firm onto it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special help and assistance comes to them. And those people who unfortunately will turn away from the zikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the book of Allah ta'ala, the nasihat and advice which Allah has given to us, then these people, they will start mocking it and they will fall into great, great difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the beginning also that the first he starts off with اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ. The hisab and reckoning for people has become extremely close. But unfortunately, man is drowned in ghaflat, he's in unmindfulness. Mu'aridun is turning away from akhirat, he's turning away from preparation of akhirat. And whenever any nasihat comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said any advice, and this revelation comes, then they listen to it, and they are, it's a joke for them. They are mocking at it, laughing at it, they are passing the time, futility. Their hearts are completely unmindful. And they all make certain plans, they discuss amongst themselves, how can they try to cause harm to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They call him, brand him as a magician, or sometimes they see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made up these things. So they do not want to they are not prepared to accept this. They always have doubts regarding these matters. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the person was ponder and think, in the past nations, how many of the people came and we destroyed them. Our nasihat and advice came to them. They were not prepared to accept it. Eventually this led to their destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one ayat here. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. We have revealed to you one kitab, a book, in which is your zikr. It can have one of three meanings. One is zikrukum, in which there is nasihat and advice for you. So a person must take this advice, listen to it, and he will take the full advice and benefit of the Quran Sharif. Another meaning is fi zikrukum e sharafatukum sharafakum. We have sent such a kitab to you, which in which there is your honor, which there is your respect. Am I right? The Arabs were regarded as the lowest people on the surface of the earth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them such a kitab. The only difference between the lives before and after was the Quran. The kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them the most honorable people on the surface of the earth. They tell today people are proud to take the names after the Sahaba's names. They want to call their children with those names. Well, they were the lowest people. So such a kitab Allah has sent to us, in which there is sharafat and there is honor for human beings. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَدَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. Allah will raise nations by means of this book. Those who will follow it, practice upon it. And when people will leave it out, Allah will bring down nations. Allah will destroy nations. So what a kitab Allah Ta'ala has given. And the third meaning of this is, Allah has sent to you such a kitab in which zikr is made of you. In which you are mentioned completely. And you must use your akal and brains now to understand. So there was a person by the name of Ahnaf ibn Qais. Radiallahu anhu, once he was reading the Quran Sharif and he came across this ayat here, and he said that this ayat mentions that Allah is in the kitab in which you are mentioned. So he started reading through the ayat of the Quran Sharif. He looked at all the pious people's ayat, the ayats regarding them. They stood up long in tahajjud namaz, they slept a little bit, they slept at night, they were engaged in all different jihad and sacrificing for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, Ya Allah, he looked at himself, now he was a great pious person, he said, I'm not of these people here. My zikr is not mentioned in these ayat. Then he looked at certain different ayat and he saw the kuffar and their qualities and the munafiq and the hypocrite. He said, oh Allah, but I'm not like these people also. And he came across one ayat where Allah Ta'ala mentions there are certain people who do good actions and they also do evil actions. So he says, Ya Allah Ta'ala, this is my zikr. I'm mentioned in the Quran like this. Yeah. So anyone, the ayat of the Quran Sharif are being recited, a person must ponder and think that we are being addressed. And this ayat refers to me. How can I change myself? Is it the quality of a munafiq? Do I have the quality or not? I must take it out of me. Is the quality of the people of iman? Do I have the quality or not? I must bring it within myself. The quality of the kuffar and disbelievers, so I must abstain from it. So this whole Quran Sharif is a kitab for you, which you are mentioned. You must take the full lesson for it. This whole book is a love letter which Allah Ta'ala has given to every single one of us. So the after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues mentioning certain signs of his qudrat and power so that people can understand the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Qiyamah, and on the day of Qiyamah, those people who do not accept the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be destroyed, and then it will be too late for a person. He will be running away, trying to escape from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then it will be too late. When the punishment is coming down, then people start running away, trying to look for refuge now, but it's too late at that time. And on the day of Qiyamah, وَنَذَعُ الْمَوَازِنِ الْقِسْ, Allah ta'ala is in a place, the scales, and where a person's amal will be, his actions will be weighed, and no one will. And no one, any zulm will be done upon any person. And no matter what little but a person has done, a mustard seed, wait for any action. Allah says, bring it forward. And every person will be questioned regarding it. And Allah Ta'ala is sufficient to take hisab and reckoning for a person. On the other hand, there were those people who followed the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the advices which Allah Ta'ala sent down. Then whenever they came into problems, they turned their attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance came to them. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that he went to his parents, his father was a nation, they used to worship idols. But anyhow, these people were not prepared to accept Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He broke their idols, he left one idol in their church, whatever. And then when they went for a certain festival, when they came back, they realized it's Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So anyhow, they got very angry and they wanted to kill Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They took him, they said, burn him and help your God if you want to do something. So Allah Ta'ala commanded the fire. How Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance comes. When you turn our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's help will be with you. Qulna ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. We said to the fire, become cool and safe for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They tried to cause harm to them, to him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them in complete loss. Allah Ta'ala said, we saved him. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to a place, and his people were not prepared to accept. He was involved in very, very filthy and evil actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them also, saved Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala said, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ تَعْمَلُ الْخَبَائِثِ. We saved him from that village, or that place, in which people used to do very immoral actions, and the evil action of homosexuality, and many other evil actions also. We saved Lut alayhi salatu wasalam from there. Similarly, Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed his favors upon them. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he also made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was in difficulty. Allah Ta'ala said, we accepted his dua, we saved him and we saved his family members. Dawud and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, they were having a certain matter and they couldn't come to a proper decision. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will help and guide a person on the right path. Then you will turn our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala gave Sulaiman alayhi salam the understanding of the matter. The matter was solved. Similarly, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, once he sacrificed certain animals for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in place of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the wind, which took Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam to different places by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he gave for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala gave him something far better in return. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he fell into sickness. When he fell into sickness, he turned his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anni mastaniya dhur, O Allah, difficulty has afflicted me. And wa anta arhamur rahimin, you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. Allah Ta'ala said, we accepted his dua, and we are the one who removed him from difficulty and problems. And he had lost his whole family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we gave him his family. Some ulama said, he came back to life again. Other ulama say, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them another family, even better. I mean, and even more than that there. Allah Ta'ala gave him as a mercy from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for people to remember till the day of Qiyamah, that Allah Ta'ala is the only one who can solve our problems. We have to turn our attention to him. Definitely Adam bi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah mentioned also Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went into the fish, at that time also he called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. O Allah, there is none worthy of worship besides you. O Allah, you are pure, and I am a zalim, and I am an oppressor, I am the wrongdoer. So Allah Ta'ala, please, like, forgive me. Allah Ta'ala said, we accepted his dua, we took him out and saved him from the difficulty and problems. And this is not only for him, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In a similar manner, we will save all the believers. So till Qiyamah, if you will turn our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what difficulty and problem a person is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and assistance will come to a person. So this is the theme of this surah here, is that we must turn our attention, the zikr, the nasihat and advice which Allah Ta'ala is giving us, the Quran Sharif, hold firm onto it. And whenever a person goes into problems, difficulties, our full attention must be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises at the end of the surah also, that those who will hold firm unto the Quran Sharif, Allah has promised them already, that they will actually inherit the earth. This will become under their inheritance. They will rule the earth. And ulama say that this happened in the time of the Khulafa al-Rashidin, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them the whole earth, the east and the west. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laid at their feet. Even though the Muslims were small in number, but they held firm unto the Quran Sharif, the teachings of the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala opened up the whole world for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as an embodiment of mercy for the entire, all the alams, all the world, or the entire universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Quran Sharif is on one side, in the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the other side, which is an embodiment of mercy and kindness and goodness for us. If we will follow that path, we will get Allah Ta'ala's mercy will come upon us. Our deen is not to make thy life difficulty, it's a means of mercy for us. It's goodness for us. It's like a small child, he doesn't realize sometimes his parents will take him to a doctor to give him an injection. He's not happy, he's crying. While they're giving him an injection, I have to go through some pain. But he doesn't realize it's for his own benefit. So our deen also, sometimes there might be certain commands of Allah Ta'ala which outwardly might seem a bit difficult upon a person. But there's only goodness for a person in the day. So that we'll follow the Quran Sharif, we'll follow the teaching, the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It will be a means of mercy for us and a means of goodness for us. The next surah is Surah Hajj. And in Surah Hajj, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala also encourages us to bring up make a connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Ta'alluq ma'allah. Build up your connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which is called taqwa. Ittaqu rabbakum. And this taqwa will save a person from the great calamities of the life of the year after. In the surah before, in the calamities of this world, Allah Ta'ala will protect a person. In the year after also, which will be much greater calamities, Allah Ta'ala will protect a person. In the zalzalat as-sa'ati shay'un 'azim. The earthquake on the day of Qiyamah will be a very great thing. What a day it will be. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. Every breastfeeding mother, she'll forget the child which she was breastfeeding, or she will forget her breastfeeding also, I'm breastfeeding this child. She'll forget the child also, which normally the mother has the greatest amount of connection and love for her child. وَتَذَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلًا. Every woman who is expecting, she will miscarry the child which is within herself. And you will see the people who are drunk. But they are not actually drunk, they are not intoxicated. But the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be so severe and intense that the people will be in such a shock. The only thing which will save a person again is the ta'alluq in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which he had built up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say there are many people who don't believe in qiyamah. They say it doesn't make sense. How can Allah ta'ala create man a second time? It's against logic. So Allah ta'ala gives two beautiful examples. Then one is, if you are in doubt regarding qiyamah and being resurrected a second time, Allah Ta'ala says, look at the first time how he created you from sand, and then you change to from sand. Sand is something which is completely different, the material. That sand eventually turns into food, it changes into nutfa, changes into sperm. And the sperm after that into a blood clot, and then into a piece of meat. All of them is different things, which cause no connection with one another. But how Allah Ta'ala changes the form of one into the other one. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, sometimes the form, complete, incomplete, different ways Allah Ta'ala creates it. And then Allah Ta'ala keeps a person in the womb of the mother for a specific time. Then Allah Ta'ala takes out the baby as a child. And then some people grow up, some people, their life is taken away. Different stages Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has shown how Allah Ta'ala's qudrat and power is. So when Allah Ta'ala has created you the first time in such an amazing way, now when you have come into pieces, for Allah Ta'ala just to resurrect you a second time, join the pieces of sand together and make you come back, what difficulty is there for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Normally when you make something the first time, then it's difficult. But after you make it the first time, then it becomes easy for a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there is nothing difficult at all for us to make all of this. There is a sign of the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person must see there and have yaqeen that Allah ta'ala can resurrect me. Another thing Allah ta'ala mentions there is that the earth you will see every year is completely dead. Then Allah ta'ala sends rain down. And suddenly the dead land, it comes back to life. And every year it happens. Land is dead, it comes back to life. So if man is dead, and if Allah gives him life a second time, what difficulty is there? He's mentioned on the day of Qiyamah, every person has got one part in his body. Ajabu dham. One bone in the back, small bone. And when a person passes away, this bone never ever disintegrates. And on the day of Qiyamah, from there, a rain will come down. And when the rain will come onto this bone, then from this one small bone, the whole body will form around it. And the person will come back into existence. Just like how this plant, a small seed, and Allah Ta'ala sends down the rain, and it comes into existence, it comes alive. So anyhow, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are certain people, unfortunately, who've got ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but only when they will get some worldly benefits. They are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if some goodness comes to them, then they are happy with it, they follow the deen. But if some difficulty comes to them, they turn away from the deen. Khasirat dunya wal akhirah, there will be a loss for them in the dunya and the year after, and this is the open loss. May Allah ta'ala protect us from being among such people who got a half-half. La ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula. Not this way, not that way. This is a sign of a munafiq and a hypocrite. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, if you got iman and amal al-saliha, you got jannat. Allah has prepared this for you. On the other hand, if you're thinking that Allah ta'ala's help and assistance won't come to you, then even if you kill yourself and see, or you commit suicide, see what will happen to you. Your anger won't go away. The thing which you are upset about, you have destroyed yourself, and there was no real benefit for a person. Actually, you will be jumping from the frying pan into the fire when a person commits suicide, because it's small problems he got in the dunya, and now he's jumping into bigger problems. So the source and the solution to all our problems is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot solve our own problems. So a person tries to finish his problems by committing suicide. There's no real benefit for a person in the day. It's only bigger problems for himself he is causing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who have got ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are certain qualities which they have got within themselves. The one quality is that they respect the masha'ir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They've got honor and respect for it. And one of the great signs of the sha'ir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he called, he made adhan and called the people that do not make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he called the people to come for hajj, and the people accepted his da'wah. And Ibrahim alayhi salam made, he called out, Allah ta'ala said, give adhan, call the people. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, there's no one here. Allah ta'ala said, it's your duty just to call out, I will answer. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam called out, and accepting the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala spread the da'wah in the whole world. Never mind in the world, in the alami arwah, also where the souls were kept. They also, those who are supposed to go for hajj, they answered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they answered the call of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, labbaik. How many times the person said labbaik, so many times he will go to the Haramain Sharifain, Allah will accept him for hajj, etc. So anyhow, this call which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made, and Allah ta'ala mentions here certain of the things the person must do during the time of hajj. But the thing is to honor the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever honors the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this shows the person has got taqwa in his heart. This is a clear sign of the day. So those who have got ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connection with Allah ta'ala, this is one thing, that they will always respect the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the great signs is Haramain Sharifain, Kaaba Sharif, etc. Another quality they have got within themselves is that they make qurbani, they make sacrifice. Every ummah Allah ta'ala said they have made certain sacrifices, and for this ummah also we have got sacrifice, and especially on the tent of Zulah Hijjah, every one of us makes qurbani. This is a sign also of one of the signs, masha'irillah, this is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person has got taqwa in his heart, he will sacrifice his animal for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people of taqwa, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are peace loving people, they love to create, make salam, common amongst themselves. But when people make zulam and oppression, then Allah Ta'ala has given them ijazat now to make jihad and to fight. بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. Because zulam is done upon them, then Allah Ta'ala has given them permission now. And Allah Ta'ala says, my help and assistance is with such people, those people who are oppressed and the people who are taken out of their houses. No other guna and sin they had. They only said, رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ وَرَبِّ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And because of this, people banish them. So then, to protect the deen and the signs of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has made jihad from, and sometimes permissible and sometimes compulsory also. And to create an Islamic empire, alladhina immakkannahum, Allah says that those people who, if we give them power in the earth, they will establish salat, they will give the zakat, command people toward righteousness and prevent people from evil. And this is the actual objective of an Islamic government. So to bring alive the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stop from kufr and shirk and zulam and oppression and all of these things. So this is the system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that when there was this wahi and revelation will come down, there will always be shaitan coming now and putting some doubts in the hearts of people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's got his own system in the world. Allah ta'ala removes these doubts. And many of these doubts in today's time are created by the media. And a person keeps listening to the media, there's a lot of propaganda in there. So a person must be very careful. Even the newspapers a person is reading, he thinks, I'm just reading the news. But there's a lot of harmful things which are placed in there, and it works on a person's mind. And today in the schools, in the textbooks, where all this propaganda is put there, and not propaganda only, but such kufriyat, belief of kufr, which takes a person out of Iman and Islam. So these doubts are placed in the hearts of people, and this is from the side of shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got the system to remove these things, but we should not go ourselves into these avenues, sitting in the sohbat of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, by means of this, many doubts will be removed. Stay in the company of the righteous and the pious. And when a person stays in the company of the wrong people, then these doubts automatically will come. And the people in whose heart is a sickness, it becomes a fitna for them, who haven't got proper iman. And they fall into great fitnas, they lose their iman also because of this. Allah Ta'ala protect and save all of us from it. At the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if you bury your ta'aluk in connection with everybody else, remember it's of no real benefit to you. Because everybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so weak, so useless. لَا يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا. They can't even create one fly. Even if they all get together in the whole world and together, all the scientists and whoever you got hope and honor for, they can't do anything at all. They can't create one fly. And if a fly is to steal something from them also, they are not able to take that thing back from the fly also. So, عُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَسْلُوبُ. The person who is asking and the one who is asked, they are very, very weak. You have not recognized who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Understand who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah ta'ala has given you certain commands. Hold firm unto the path of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah has called you Muslims. Muslims being a person who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So bring this quality within yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us to make amal.